A political action committee has been formed around Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, called Sarah PAC. The group says it will raise money for local and national political candidates who share the governor's ideas and goals for the country. The Washington Post says the paperwork has been completed, but it's not official yet. Joining us from Juneau is APRN's Dave Donaldson. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, does this indicate that Governor Palin is getting ready for a run for higher office?
Not necessarily, but probably likely, maybe. As of right now, we are not certain that she is the one who formed it, or we don't know how much she will actively be involved in its operations. Had no comments that we've gotten, nor have we gotten them from any other news source that has actually talked to the governor. It doesn't advocate her running for office, only other candidates, and her staff in Alaska says they've had no dealings with it, and they haven't talked to the governor about it at all. Now, that said, if it is something that belongs to the governor, it is important. A lot of candidates have used this route to find support for their own campaigns. It gets allies into office who will someday support them, and it also can pay for some of their expenses. So, it could indicate that. The closest source to it is the Associated Press says that an unidentified aide, and we presume it's her staff somewhere, says the governor is going back to Washington this weekend, and she will get active in national politics after the legislative session is over. So that's as far as we've gotten with it, and we're just looking for confirmation right now.
What's been the reaction in the Capitol?
Well, it hasn't been positive. So far, no legislators have had really much to say about it because not many of them know about it as it came suddenly. But, one thing that nearly all of them were talking about last week, just before and after the State of the State speech, is that they wanted to see her focus on Alaska issues, Alaska concerns, and to talk to Alaskans. That's what she was elected to do. I don't think anybody is going to be content with just a speech and then watch her turn around going national again. I think that wouldn't rest well at all within the legislature.
Well, let's us focus back on Alaska and the legislature.
Good. I like that.
There have been several major issues that have come to light so far this session, and a lot of different points of view. One of the major ones you were expecting to come up deals with the state's retirement system. Is that still a major issue?
It will be very soon. The bill that has been introduced would change the state employee retirement plan back to what it used to be before the Frank Murkowski administration. What state agencies are finding is that it's very difficult to hire qualified people without offering them a pension. And one manager pointed out to me that the plan actually encourages qualified people to leave the government and to leave Alaska. She says, well, we're losing the best ones. She said people will get vested after they've served 4 or 5 years in the plan, and then they take that to another state where there's a guaranteed pension afterwards and, get the best of both worlds. This is going to be a very high-profile issue before the end of the session. I understand that it will be within just a matter of a couple of weeks. It'll be out before committees and being seriously debated.
Another early issue, Dave, was setting up capital punishment in the state's legal system. Where's that?
Nothing yet. I kind of expected it to all of a sudden leap forward itself. I still think it will at some point. We've got some pretty pressing issues right now as far as just getting started on things. But, House Speaker Mike Chenault, who sponsored it, has not pushed for it yet. But I think that if not this year, then it's still got one more year on the thing. I think that it'll happen.
And finally, people that are concerned about the state's investment of businesses that operate in the Sudan, there's been some legislation that was introduced in the past that would get rid of that. That's got new support, and it was scheduled for this week, but didn't happen. Is it in trouble?
Oh, not at all. What happened is that they had to cancel or postpone the hearing this week just because of the weather here in Juneau. Some flights didn't get in, and that was it. It has actually been scheduled again for later this week. The fact is that the governor came out publicly in support of it during her national vice presidential campaign. That's got it. I think that the problem is the genocide that's going on in Darfur, a region of Sudan. And I think that we're going to see a lot of people who right now, because the governor has supported it and because of some fresh looks at it, I think we're going to see some heads turned on this one. And this will affect state investments, retirement funds, the permanent fund, a whole lot of things. And I think that we will definitely hear about this one, and it'll be later this week.
All right, Dave, thanks for that update.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.